This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Just about 3 years ago, the San Francisco Museum of Modern Art closed for renovations, a $305 million makeover. It reopens tomorrow. Just because the museum was closed, though, doesn't mean the city stood still. In the 3 years that SF MoMA was closed, San Francisco has, as we all know, changed a whole lot, becoming even more profoundly tech-centric and, let's just face facts here, more distracted by technology than ever. So the dilemma that faces the new museum is, how do you present art in a digital city? Our senior tech correspondent Molly Wood went to find out.
San Francisco's Modern Art Museum is centrally located right at the intersection of the city's multiple identities. It's in the heart of the tech hub, it's a few blocks from the financial district, and it steps away from tourist-clogged Market Street.
In many ways, being welcoming is the first step.
That's Craig Dykers, co-founder of Snowheta, the architecture firm that designed SF MoMA. To take that step, the museum includes 40,000 square feet of free public space, separate from the galleries, where admission is $25. If you're under 18, it's free. In the public lobby, there are amphitheater-style stairs, so you can sit and admire a massive set of rusted steel coils sculpted by Richard Serra. Or you can chat, or you can work. There's free Wi-Fi, of course. Finding a place to put the new building in this crowded city wasn't easy.
We found space to the rear of the building, which had been a kind of alleyway and a loading dock. And we consolidated all that space and, in a way, pulled a rabbit out of the hat.
The new structure is 10 stories tall, but very narrow. The facade is made of hundreds of different white cement and polymer panels stacked on top of each other. It looks like a deck of cards that's been quickly shuffled but not squared off. The outside may be complicated, but inside, Dyker says the design is all about reducing distraction in a city that kind of thrives on it.
Many people come to museums and just immediately start taking photographs of the art with their phone or start Instagramming their experience rather than slowing down and taking a look at the work.
The galleries are airy and clean, the hallways are huge and open, and there are wall-sized windows and terraces so that the SF skyline is part of the experience. And of course, this is still San Francisco, so there's geeky stuff too.
There's a sense of the city as a research and development environment. There's this appetite to create new experiences.
Keir Winesmith heads up digital projects at the museum. Part of what's new is that interactive tech features are mixed right in alongside the art, kind of like in real life. And for the tours, the museum partnered with what else? A local startup.
We decided to do away with the traditional audio tour that has kind of remained unchanged for 50 or 60 years.
Instead, you can download an app that tracks your location using the Wi-Fi signals coming from your phone. It stops when you stop and starts when you start walking again. It can even sync a group tour. And you have a choice of storytellers, comedians from the HBO show Silicon Valley or players from the San Francisco Giants. And here's a sample from Philippe Petit, the French highwire artist who walked between the World Trade Center towers.
I have learned a lot preparing this walk through the museum. So when I share something with you, it's not because I am now an expert. It's because I slowed down enough to open my mind and learn.
Learn about installations like New Work by Portuguese artist Leonor Antunes. It's a sculpture that fills a gallery with hanging geometric partitions, leather sculptures, and woven ropes. It's pretty modern. Rosanna Romaro is an art student from Houston, and she loved it.
There's a lot of today art compared to like most museums. You know, they usually have like a 10-year gap. There's a lot of like 2016.
Personally, I fell in love with Untitled Blue Monochrome by Yves Klein. It's a simple, brilliant blue canvas painted in 1955 by an innovator who would have fit right in Silicon Valley. Klein patented that brilliant blue, and he was manipulating photographs Photoshop style decades before Photoshop existed. Do I need to remind you that this is the new Museum of Modern Art in San Francisco? And that's where I am. I'm Molly Wood for Marketplace.
Art being, in this case, a visual medium, there's a slideshow of the new building on our website, marketplace.org.